First, the Memorial Day holiday weekend is typically a time that people travel to their cottages or cook out with friends or hit up some sales at the mall. But these aren't typical times. While state and local governments are easing some restrictions related to the coronavirus outbreak, the danger of the disease remains. Our next guest joins us to talk about how people can strike a balance between enjoying the holiday weekend and maintaining social distancing practices to keep themselves and others safe. Amanda Simonek is an associate professor of epidemiology at the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me on the program. It's a pleasure.
Well, we've had the overall safer at home order end in the state. Some counties and local governments keeping it up, but even they're winding it down. What are some things that you want people to have top of mind, big picture, as we start to go out and do the stuff that we haven't been doing over the last month and a half or so?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think what everyone can keep in mind is that the sort of the number of cases that are occurring, you know, that really hasn't changed from a week ago or 2 weeks ago. And in fact, it, you know, we're detecting more because our testing capacity is increasing. And so, you know, we should keep in mind that had the safer at home order not been struck down, you know, it would still be in place and we'd still be trying to reach those gating criteria to enter into, you know, the next phase. And so, you know, we should be thinking about stepping out cautiously and slowly in that context.
We were doing the safer at home orders for a while, a lot of changes in our daily lives. From what we know, did it make a difference? Did it help slow the spread of the disease and save lives?
Absolutely. I mean, we can see within Wisconsin, you know, that we really did protect our healthcare capacity, which is one of the main goals, to not have all of a sudden a bunch of cases occurring at the same time where we wouldn't be able to adequately deal with treating patients in the hospital setting. And we were able to flatten the curve by engaging in those kind of protective measures.
Let's get into some scenarios that people might be thinking about. First of all, with the holiday weekend, we might want to get together, have a cookout or other family or friends gathering. What kind of things would you suggest to keep that, if we decide to do it, to keep it as safe as possible?
Yeah, like I said, I think entering back into social interactions in a sort of slow and cautious way, slowly expanding beyond your household to maybe, you know, one other household or small group of friends. And if you're going to get together, safer practices are to do so outside, to maintain 6-foot distance from each other, and even to wear cloth masks. These are all kind of the ways that we can safely get together and slowly get together as everybody around us in our community starts to interact more.
And people also thinking about visiting family members, maybe can the kids visit grandparents, that sort of thing. What should we keep in mind for that?
Yeah, as we move forward into reopening, populations that are older or have chronic health conditions are going to still be at higher risk of complications from COVID-19. So we should think about ways that we can smartly reunite with family that fall into those groups. And so, you know, one thing is if your household has been fairly strictly social distancing, only going to the grocery store perhaps, and people are working from home, and you've been doing that for a couple of weeks, you're in a much better position to maybe get together with grandparents than someone who, you know, has not been engaging in social distancing so strictly, you know. And when you do get together, maybe don't have it be the entire extended family, but a smaller group, and try to get together outside, kind of those same general practices. Maybe go to the park and have a picnic and sit on blankets 6 feet from each other where you can still talk, you know, but sort of try to continue to protect vulnerable populations of people that are in your life.
Amanda Simonek is with us, a professor of associate professor of epidemiology at UW-Milwaukee, talking about how to get back to normal activities in as safe a possible way. Now, you and a bunch of colleagues, Amanda, have a Facebook group called Dear Pandemic, where you answer questions from the public. What have people been the most curious about?
Yeah, so Malia Jones, Dr. Malia Jones at University of Wisconsin-Madison, and Allison Buttenheim at University of Pennsylvania. They know each other. They started this group, and I have joined on, and there's 10 of us, all PhD-trained scientists, that basically we became the point of contact in our family and friend networks as sort of their resident expert, because many of us are epidemiologists or demographers or nurses. And they were asking us questions about what do we do? What does this mean? What's the long-term outlook for the pandemic? So we decided to form, or Malia and Allison formed this group to field those questions on a wider spread scale, to open it up to other people. And we are getting asked questions, you know, is it safe to go visit with grandparents? Can I go out to a restaurant? Should my pool be open? Or if it's open this summer, should I go? So, you know, we're really entering what we would call a harm reduction phase of the pandemic response, where instead of everybody kind of being able to wrap their minds around staying at home as the thing that they can do to protect themselves, we suddenly have an array of choices. And so each one of us, myself included, has to now sort of assess on a spectrum of personal risk what interactions we will take and how to go about minimizing sort of our risk of exposure in the community. And so we are fielding all kinds of questions related to that right now.
What would you put at that higher risk end of things? Stuff that we want to go out and do, but maybe we're not quite there yet.
I think as a general rule, we can think about being in enclosed spaces where social distancing is not possible, where people are not wearing cloth masks, at the higher risk category, right? And then on a spectrum, going to sticking with your household, only going outside, you know, or getting together with a small group of people on the other end of that spectrum. So we want to try to continue to minimize, you know, your exposure to a variety of people. The more consistently you can keep your social circle for now is probably safer. You know, so being sort of going to a setting where you don't have a lot of control over how many people are there and you're in an enclosed space, that's going to be the most risky.
One kind of mental hurdle sometimes, I think, is we think, oh, I'm going out, I'm young and healthy, I'm pretty safe here. How much of this are we doing to keep ourselves from getting sick? How much of this are we doing to keep from passing the disease unknowingly, probably, to other people who might be vulnerable?
I think that's a really good question, because we do know that a certain proportion of people, whether you're young or old, may acquire the infection but be asymptomatic and be able to spread that infection to others. And that's been a huge reason why safer at home orders were necessary, is that we were seeing community spread and not really knowing where the cases were transmitting, you know, from. And so nothing about the virus in that way has changed. And so the behaviors that we engage in, they don't just protect us, but they do sort of protect other people. So we kind of want to still be under the assumption that I don't know that I wasn't exposed, you know, last week when I went and got my hair cut. So I want to be careful still to not be out in the community and potentially exposing others while I don't realize that I, you know, have become ill.
Now, we've mentioned masks a couple times. What is the rule of thumb for when we probably want to have a mask on?
Well, I'd say any time that you're out in public or socializing and it's difficult to maintain a 6-foot social distance, that's definitely a time where you should wear one. And then, you know, even as we start to open up our interactions, I don't think it's bad practice to wear a cloth mask. And, you know, even if you're outside and sort of trying to maintain social distancing, I think it would behoove us to sort of take a cautious approach at first. Now, the thing about coronavirus and about the timeline of this infection is that it will take, you know, maybe 2 or 3 weeks to see what the effects have been of reopening the state and maybe your locality in particular, right? It's not immediate. And so kind of what we do this weekend and in the coming weeks the effect of that will become apparent down the line. And so I'm all for taking kind of a slow approach, so we have the time, the public health experts have the time to evaluate what the consequences are of reopening.
So it sounds like a good first step is something outside, maybe a nice walk in a non-crowded area.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's already been the advice. Like, you know, if you can get out and get physical activity in an open space, we've been that's been advocated for all during the Safer at Home order. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to get together with another family, for instance, or neighbors, or, you know, your sister and her children, I would try to keep everybody separate. Be outside. You know, it's been recommended that you don't share food. So if you're going to have a picnic, bring all your own family's food, you know, each bring your own supplies, utensils, et cetera. You know, just to try to take a cautious approach to minimizing interactions and contacts between people as we start to venture out and get widening our social circles.
Amanda, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
You too. Amanda Simonek is an associate professor of epidemiology at the Joseph J. Zilber School of Public Health at UW-Milwaukee. She joined us to talk about how people can follow social distancing guidelines this holiday weekend and beyond.